Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Ooh, dang, guys. You already know. It's your boy, Tetra Belaz, all the way, no gay, no homo, all bromo.
No wiener, no sausage, just Nike shoes all day.
Dang, man, and I love me some, you know, some of those mixes by that guy Blender.
Dude, Blend puts it on the frappe and comes out a funky mix, you feel me?
I feel you, baby.
Some DJ Blend. You guys, already know, man. It's the doctor that has money hanging out of his wallet, out of his mouth, out of his butt, you know.
Out of his thong when he's stripping for Pantera's nightclub.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that motherfucking doctor.
It's that doctor. Boom, boom, boom. Bones. Welcome, welcome, and,
welcome, guys.
How are you guys doing, man? I'm doing great, Doctor. Sometimes you just gotta dance when you feel the music at you. When the music gets in your bloodstream, you just gotta take it in your head and just dance. You gotta lift it all up, put the titties in the butt, and you just gotta select it, and you just gotta work it. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I'm just drawing some chalk on the sidewalk.
Yeah, all day. You guys like that, huh? You can't
touch
that.
Nope. No, you can't. Don't touch it. Get off me.
Oh, don't even try to touch it because it'll burn because it's too hot to handle. We're too cold to hold.
All day. Too cold to hold? That's what we are. Anyway, guys, this is going to be a good show, kind of sad show, kind of. It's going to, at some point in the show, tears are going to fall from your eyes. And at one point, you're going to be laughing. You're going to be in stitches. You're like, stop it. Stop making me laugh, you know?
Yeah, it'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It'll draw a tear down to your eye, you know?
Ooh, next thing you know, it's going to give you stomach cramps. You're going to be in the toilet. You're going to be like, I don't know how they did that, man, but they gave me diarrhea. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what Dr. Bowles and Tetra do, guys.
I'm a doctor.
Little known fact.
I'm here to diagnose your diarrhea problems. You feel me?
Oh.
Go to the drbonesetra.webs.com. Go to contact us. You tell me if there's blood in your stool, and I'll let you know.
What are you going to let them know? They just had sex with the guy, and that's gross, man.
Wow.
Hey, sometimes you got to take it too far. Just so, you know, just take it to the next level, because
exactly.
You're evolving like those Pokemon.
But seriously, if anybody's taking him up on the offer, send a little turd. Take a turd in a cup. You know, put a little saran wrap on top.
Yeah.
Send it to the studio, and I will press return to sender. And then you're going to get the turd back. And, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you wanted to, you can just call us, you know, our lands right now. And then we're going to say, hello, is it me you're looking for?
Hello.
That's it. Lionel doesn't even finish the song. He just says, hello.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or you could just call us and I'd be like, hey man, what do you want? And you could just be like, I just called to say I love you.
I just called to say I love you.
Hey doctor.
What's up, man?
Can we tell him we're broadcasting this film right now, man?
You tell him, man.
You guys, we're live at the PIR right now, guys.
We're live at PIR Raceway.
Like, nothing's even happening, But me and Doctor were just kind of like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, hey,
totally
I'm doing nothing.
We thought a NASCAR race was happening today, and guess what? It's not. It's not. It's not even remotely close to, like, when do they have them, on Sundays? You know,
I don't know.
We were way off, you know, but...
So we're just kind of chilling here in the bleachers.
Chilling in the bleachers, you know, watching the concrete dry, you know, because they just repaved it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it looks nice.
It looks nice. It's really...
We're going to go cover on the internet real quick, and we'll be back. Well, I think we'll have enough time for the show.
I'll be right back.
Let's go.
Just finished. That's how fast we are, you know. We have the flash speed.
That's what she said.
Anyway, not
dang.
Me. She didn't say that to me.
Oh, that's funny.
How are you going to say that to me? Because she knows.
Hey, you got to roast them, and then you got to bake them like turkeys.
Exactly. What turkey, Paulie?
I don't know.
Anyway, guys, for me at least, tomorrow's the last day of high school.
Ouch. It is, huh? Your last Friday?
Tomorrow's the last day of... You can go next week if you want to, but tomorrow's like the official last day of high school, dude.
For seniors, though, right? Only for seniors or for everybody?
Only for seniors.
That's good. Bad.
Man. I mean, so much stuff has happened at Maryville, and then you've made memories of La Jolla, but, dude, so much stuff has happened at that school, dude. It's like crazy, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's cool because I kind of got the best of both worlds, you know? I got those 2 years in Maryville, and then I got those 2 years at La Jolla.
You got like 2.5 in Maryville.
Hey, bro, you trying to correct me?
I'm trying to correct you. Chilling in La Jolla for like a year and a half.
Man, don't even trip, baby.
All day, baby. Anyway, I want to say this little memory real quick. I think it was last year, the beginning of junior year. Is that when you got like your toe removed?
Oh, was it? Yeah, huh?
Yeah, Tetra has bad toes, guys.
Dude, okay, so what happened? I think it was during football, right? And something happened to where I messed up my toenail. Right? So, you know, so I'm at, you know, I go to the nurse, I'm crying like a little baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, guy, you know, so I take off my cleats, you know, I take off my sock. Biggest red bubble you ever see on your life under my toenail.
This is disgusting.
I was like, dang. So, went to the doctor the next day, they got the scissors and the pliers, they cut it off and just pulled it out and yanked it.
Cool.
And they didn't even numb it right because I could feel it at the end. I kicked them in the face out of reflexes.
Wow, no. So disgusting. What I remember from that was Pedro used to sit with us, and he tried to, like, kick your crutches. He kept trying to mess with you, and you had crutches.
Yeah.
That's all I remember from
that. Oh, yeah, the next day I came with crutches, huh?
Yeah. And then nobody opened the door for you, and you were just standing there.
I know, man. There's no respect in Maryland, man.
There is, man. No respect in Maryland. But,
there is respect. There's some of it.
I mean, there's some respect when you run into, hey, what's the guy that says no respect? What's his name?
Rodney Dangerfield?
You see Rodney Dangerfield in Maryville, you know, from the dead. That's when it gets serious. But, yeah, man, so much stuff has happened.
Dang,
you got Marcus, the great god Ayala.
Oh, yeah, the freaking beast Ayala.
Man, I love that dude. Just so much stuff happened, man. Freshman year, we were losers, you know?
Nope.
No.
I don't remember that.
I'm not going to lie to people.
Yeah, okay. Okay, hey, I'm not going to lie to you guys, all right? Freshman year, most people, you know, they don't know what's going on freshman year, right?
Yeah, totally.
We used to go to the library lunch. We thought it was cool.
We thought we were gangsters, man. We used to go to the library like, oh, what's up, cuh? Yeah.
We would get some za from the line, go to the library, read some books, catch up on some knowledge.
We would get some Z's from the library.
We would go to sleep under the desks.
We'd get some Z's from the library next to Miss Kilk. And, but we got some za from the cafe, and then we took that on the sidey all the way to the libby, and then at the libby we read some Maggie's, you feel me?
Yeah, and sometimes we were playing a little chess.
We never played chess. Don't put me there. Don't you put that on me, Tetra.
Dang, why are you always rhyming? I wish we could do it all the time, man.
I feel you, man. I mean, I rhyme on the dime, you know. But, you know, that's what we did. I mean, it was really good times, guys. And for all the people out there listening, dude, make the best out of high school. Don't make it stupid, you know, because I've had so many, like, great memories. And that's just from me, like, being crazy, you feel me?
Yeah, that's doctor being doctor.
I know. And if you're going to go through high school and you're like, oh, man, I can't do this or I can't do that because I'm worried about that person trying to, like, get me in trouble or something, man.
Then you shut your mouth.
You ain't living, you feel me? I mean,
before?
I did this to my sister. My sister started off the year, and me and Tetra have experience with this because we went to Derrick Sands with the old good old Halvey.
Same,
you know,
teacher and everything. That's crazy.
We went with good old Halvey and Cock.
Oh!
Huh?
What did we do?
Miss Cock, remember her? And,
Miss COCK.
Yeah, yeah. So, because those were the only two left that we had, you know?
Yeah.
So, Summer, my sister, her name is Summer, but I'll give her a nickname of the Michelin Man. But I told her, I told him at the beginning of the year, I was like, ooh, make the best out of high school, you feel me? Or middle school, don't make it, like, stupid, you know?
Yeah.
So she, of course, what did she do? Not listen to me.
Nope.
Tried to be a goody-good girl. Tried to do the best she could be, you know what I'm saying?
And she's all getting those straight A's.
No,
gonna help her out in college.
If you try your hardest in Ms. Roberts' class, tell me what you're going to get. She's still going to get, like, a C or a B.
You're going to get a punch in the face by his mustache.
Exactly. She told me, this is her breaking point. She was in class, and she was, like, making that noise with her lips.
Uh-huh.
Dude, she told me he flipped out on her. He's all, what's that noise? And he's, my sister was like, she kept doing it because she thought that he wasn't talking about her.
Uh-huh.
He flipped out on her. And she makes her all sad, and he's like, come see me at lunch. And then she told me she goes to lunch. He's like,
she goes in his room. He had his pants down to his ankles, guys.
And he had to go all over his privates. And I'm like, whoa. No, but that moment, I think that's like something that happened with us. When did we switch? Like, we started being crazy and we didn't care anymore. Was that the...
Dude, I remember when the whole class switched. Okay, I'm going to, real quick. So we're doing this project. I don't know what it was on. I think it was like you had to draw something, like a big poster.
Mm-hmm.
You're in groups. You're sounding like a big poster boy. You're supposed to draw something. It was like doing a week.
Yeah.
The week comes, nobody's finished at all. Do you remember that?
I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
And then Mo, Big Daniel,
yeah.
He wasn't even finished. And
I remember, because Mr. Thomas freaked out.
And he was pissed. And he's like, I don't care. Everybody go up there and I'm presenting. Everybody's presenting blank papers.
Yeah.
He goes up there. He's like, well, this is what I was trying to do. Yells at him, makes him cry and stuff. Remember that?
Wait, who? Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. He made him cry.
And then that's when everybody just stops.
Everybody didn't care anymore. I remember a good memory from middle school. I'm going from middle school to high school. I'm going back and forth, man, because it's like a reminiscing episode. But I remember because I was partnered up with Sarai. Remember we did these projects, and you and Rudy did Malcolm X. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Black people, I hate them.
me and Sarai did Ray Charles, but she moved, so I had to do it by myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that.
But I remember I was sitting down at my desk. I remember this like it was yesterday.
Oh, everybody failed that too, huh?
I remember this like it was yesterday, though. You and Rudy went up there, and you guys really didn't know what you were talking about. At the end, you were like, she was like, is that all you guys have? And you were like, his dad was run over. Dude, I remember I was laughing so hard. And then he was so serious, and you were just like, well, his dad got ran over. And you were like super serious, dude. But
was I really trying to add on with that?
Yeah, you were like, his dad got ran over, and... And I remember I was like, oh, my Lord, it's over. I saw lava coming out of Ms. Alverson's ears, and I was like...
The Lotto? I said, the guy from 8 Mile at the tank top, Lotto?
I saw lava coming out of his ears.
Oh, so big black guy just, oh, what is this?
What's going on here, rabbit? Nah, that's not how it went. But seriously, guys...
Do you remember he almost fought me that day?
Who?
That was the same day. Baby Eska was doing her PowerPoint, and I started laughing because you said something like, this is Viva La Revolution or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I started laughing because you called them Mexicans, and he thinks I'm laughing at that PowerPoint, you know?
Yeah, totally.
She looks at me right in the eyes and says, hey, Mr. Valdez, come here. I'm like, what, bro? What do you want? Close the door, post up, put his titties right in my face. He's like, yeah, you want to dance? You want to dance, baby? And I'm like, get away from me. And he was trying to fight me, man. I didn't know what to do.
And it's not that he put, like, his boobs on his... He put your face right in between his boobs, you know, the sweaty part.
Yeah, like, he's like, oh, yeah, you're like, it takes, like, in your mouth. I was like, no, gross, bro.
Grow up, bro. Sir.
No, I didn't say that. I was freaking scared as hell. I was like... And then he looked at me, just because I laughed. He's like, you're going to fail the eighth grade now. I was like, what? Why?
Yeah, totally, you know? But that's just stupid stuff.
I hope he listens to this one day.
I know he does. He listens to this sometimes. But you know what I want to do right now?
What's up?
I want to get a little prank call in there, man. You feel me?
Oh, you're trying to get a little crazy.
I want to get a little crazy right now, man.
Let's
do it. It's a Walgreens, and I want to prank call them, man.
We're calling the Walgreens?
We're calling the Wall. I really don't know what I'm going to say, but I'll say what I got to say because I got to say what I got to say, you know?
Yeah, because you got to do what you got to do when you do it.
Exactly. And people have been asking us on our website to do more prank calls and stuff, so that's what we're going to do right now because that's the root of our show. That's how we got the show started, you know?
Yeah, but I don't even know if I'm ready for that right now.
I'm ready.
But you want to do the first one by yourself or what?
Yeah, I'll do it by myself.
Dang, okay, let me go up.
I might jump you in, you know, how we always do, you know?
All right, well, I'll be listening, but let me go hop on the keyboard. All
right, now, let's do it real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to hop on the keyboard.
Yeah,
and then,
hop on the keyboard at PIR all day, baby.
As soon as you hear them, say hello.
Yeah, I got you. We got portable keyboards, we got portable computers, you know.
We got the iPad, too, guys. Little known facts. Yeah.
No joke, but all right, let's do this.
All right, hang on, man.
I actually don't know what I'm going to say, guys. I'm really confused, and I'm just, like, scrapping my brain for ideas. I'm really confused. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what I want. I'm going to talk about lollipops. But then again, I don't want to talk about lollipops. I really don't know. We'll find out right now. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll even pick up. I don't know. I'm so scared. Should I talk like this? Or should I talk like this? Or like this? Or like this.
Or like this.
Hello?
Hello?
Huh?
You're calling about something else, right? You wanted to... Sorry.
What
Sorry.
Is that?
I just can't tell whether you said yes or no. You want to... Let me see if I can get someone on the line to help. All right, I'll... Sorry,
what?
I... Sorry,
I'm talking.
All right.
One moment while I connect you to someone who can help you.
Oh, God.
Please remain on the line to speak with a member of our staff.
Oh, my God.
Man, we're going to call Habib again.
Zip Colin Walker, is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
I like extra large pizza with mushrooms and pepperoni.
Oh, sure, no problem.
All right, cool. Can I have that in like 10 minutes?
Yep. What's your name?
Jorge.
All right,
man, sounds good. I'll be there in a little bit.
he that guy hates his life.
Yep.
He's a, what a coincidence. I got one in my back pocket. You want it?
What a coincidence. I work two jobs. I'm at Domino's right now.
He's a weird coincidence. I'm at lunch at Domino's. What else do you want?
You know what's funny? He just like goes in the back of like Walgreens. All right, I need two extra larges, one mushroom, and one pepperoni.
Oh, he's going to be here in 10 minutes. Can make it snappy.
Oh, my God. Dude, I got hate his life.
What do you want from me?
That brings me to my next subject.
What's up?
Once you're out of high school, guys, listen to me. Soak this in and use your brain as a sponge. Once you're out of high school, don't get a job you're going to hate. You feel me?
Say you like animals. Don't get a job as a construction worker.
Exactly.
What is that?
let's say you love animals and you become a bounty hunter. I mean, what is the justice? You feel me? Like, why would you be Dwayne the Dog Chapman and you be saving dogs? You feel me? I mean, that's just something that I think about on a daily basis, and I think that everybody else should too. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't say you want to, like, help people and you're a hitman. You know?
Yeah, say you love and you want to be a dental hygienist when you get older, right?
Yeah, or a dentist, it depends on.
Don't go and be a prescription sunglasses seller. Like, you don't know anything about eyes.
Don't work at Tommy Bahama when you could be working in a dentist office, you feel me?
Yeah, you're selling Ray-Bans when you're selling like Crest White or something.
Exactly. Don't tell me you want to work construction and you're a doctor, you feel me? Who needs to be a doctor?
I don't know, I don't get it.
I don't get it at all, man. But that's just a little advice for you guys out there. Just soak that in because you're going to hate your life. Like that dude, prime example. Guy hates
your
life. People
I mean, good example of what you could do, right?
Yeah.
See, me, I like sports.
Totally.
You know, I love watching football, basketball, whatever. It doesn't even matter, right?
Yeah.
Guess what I look at?
What are you looking at?
A sports store.
Exactly. Boom.
Doesn't that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Like me. Or I love to help people, you know?
Me, I love doing stuff, but I don't have
me,
a job.
I love it. No.
So I'm flipping burgers at McDonald's.
Me, I love helping people. So I work on the border, you feel me? No, I love people, so I'm going to become like a hygienist to help people, you know? Like, I'm friendly with everybody. I'm not a D-bag, you feel
I'm
me?
I'm not a feline.
Exactly. I'm not one of those. Not at all. Not by any means. But
gosh.
What's wrong with you?
No, just kidding.
God, this guy and his philosophy.
Blah, blah, blah in his words.
Blah, blah, blah. It's all I hear. No, but
listen,
the
guys in the background.
Seriously, like, no joke. What you want to do in life, do set out your goals, because you don't back that guy. He probably, every single person that calls the store.
Yeah.
We got
hey, but what about some of these kids? Hey, is that prescription ready? Because I say that about that. Nope, sorry. We don't have prescriptions here.
Oh,
the only thing we have is Domino's Pizza. Because Jorge's over here. Jorge's over here being a joker, saying we work at Hungry Howie's.
Dude, I hate it. You want to call another one? But you set it up this time, and I'll come in.
Yo, but, man, I don't know.
It's all right, man. You do it. I don't know what to say either, and I talk about pizzas, man.
Man, you have this thing planned out all night. All right? Don't you lie to me.
Me and you are the prank experts, man. That's what we got in this business.
Yeah.
The business of killing people with our jokes. All right, but we're going to do this right now, guys. Tetra's going to set it up. It's probably going to be the same thing with, like, the little automated person.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. All right, let me set this up real quick.
All right, let's do it, man.
Hold on.
I'm kind of sad about high school ending, but at the same time, I'm like, you know.
Elliot and 48th in Ahwatukee. Para español, marque 9.
Hold on.
Menú principal.
Yes. We're talking the Spanish hotline.
Just let it go until it goes to the transfer you to somebody, you feel me?
Yeah.
Disculpe.
Yeah,
lo siento. No puedo.
No,
permítame comunicarle con alguien que le pueda ayudar. Bien, lo comunicaré. Necesita... Disculpe, no entendí. Si desea hablar con alguien en el área de farmacia, diga...
Oh, yeah.
Disculpe. Permítame comunicarle con un representante de servicio al cliente.
Disculpe.
Por favor, espere para hablar con un empleado.
Here we go, baby.
I think... Okay, let me try to get my Spanish on.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Hola, ¿está bien?
Excuse me?
¿Está Roberto?
No.
Oh, ¿yo habla español?
No. Hang on.
Oh, okay. They better be getting Wetback Joe.
Mi pantalones es muy grande. It's porn music.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel that? Oh, yeah. Oh, God, doctor. Oh, dang. That's dang. Oh, you've been working out like a champ. You've been doing this for years.
What have you been doing for years?
Don't worry about that. Man, they don't have any wetbacks working at Walgreens.
Oh, yes, they do.
Hey, this is Pedro. And I appreciate your tone.
Man, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's transferring back to George from Pizza Hut.
Hello? Let's call the third one. Come on, this one's not going to work.
Man, hold on.
Dude, that's the creepiest music in the world. That's what you hear before you die. That's like Jason music. He's coming after you. It's like... It's over, man.
Dang.
Let's call the third one right now.
You want to do it?
We'll both do it.
All right. Pass the phone back and forth. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Try to set it up to where we have to pass the phone back and forth.
I got you.
Hold on.
All right, guys. We have like a couple minutes left. I really want to get a good prank call on before the night ends. Really, really. I want to get it in good.
The southeast corner of Desert Foothills Parkway and
Walmart does
it
big, dude.
Phoenix.
Huh?
But a
Walmart does it big.
Marking
Walgreens, no. Just don't talk to them. We'll get transferred, you know?
Yeah, I feel you, brother.
So what I'm going to say is I want some lipstick for me and my boyfriend, you know? So
yeah.
Let's see how far.
I got it from there.
Oh, you want to take it from there?
No, I know what you're trying to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be good. Don't
worry. Sorry, I didn't understand.
Shut up, stupid lady.
Girl, man. Dang.
You wanted to speak to someone from our staff.
Yes.
My mistake again. To order prescription.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You
wanted
fired.
To speak to...
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
All right.
Come
one
on.
Moment while I connect you to someone who can help you.
You better. You can't do anything.
For quality and training purposes, your call may be recorded.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Hello, my name is Ventress. How may I assist you today?
Hey, do you guys have any, lip balms or lipsticks?
You said, do we sell any lip balm or lipstick?
Yeah, lipstick, lip balms, stuff like that.
All right, one moment. Let me connect you to the pharmacy so they can answer that.
All right, cool.
Store,
thank you, man. Thank you.
One moment. No problem at all.
Because the person who gives you prescription drugs knows how to do lipstick.
You should jump in right here, baby.
No, you got to get it.
Steven, how may I help you?
Hey, do you guys have any, lipsticks or lip balms?
We do, but we're closing in, 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm, right there. I'm, a block away.
Yeah, just as long as you get here before 10.
All right, cool. Is there any, lip balms I'll, because, I don't know, me and my boyfriend were trying different things, and, I want to make his, lips tingle, and I was wondering if you guys have anything that's like that.
Lip balm that makes your lips tingle?
Yeah, totally.
I'm not sure. You can come in, but I think you'd be spending a lot of time to look for that stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, just we're closing in a couple minutes, though.
All right. Hold on 1 second, please. Just 1 second. Gonzalo. Gonzalo.
Huh?
2, 3, 4. Huh?
25.
Hello?
Is this Walgreens?
This is Walgreens.
Hey, I'm sorry. I think you guys closed in a couple minutes. But,
yeah,
by
the time we're off the conversation, we'll probably be closed.
Really? Okay, we're driving, and, you know, we're driving and we're talking, so, I might get arrested for it. It was cold.
Cool.
Do you guys, you know the kind of chapstick you put on that it makes your lips crinkle and they start burning?
Crinkle? You mean like Burt's beeswax?
I don't know. It's just, when you put it on, it just hurts really bad, and, it feels like acid on your lips.
I do not know what you're talking about.
I've got it in Mexico before.
Well. What's that?
Because I've got it in Mexico before, and, we just kind of came back from there a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea, man. Yeah, you can check it out, but we're closing in, when do we close? We're closing in 3 minutes, yeah.
Oh, dang, okay,
So Walgreens off 40th, 24/7, so you can spend a lot of time in there if you want.
Really? And then, so you think if we go in there and you guys close, are we going to be able to, just stay in there for a while?
No, my manager will kick you guys out after you guys are there for, 5 minutes, but...
Really? Because I was looking for a place to crash tonight.
Yeah, that's the wrong place.
Dang. Okay, which Walgreens is it?
Dick's Sporting Goods. They know what's up.
Do they really?
They really do.
Okay, I was going to go to Glass Cage Sports. I think he's gone.
I'm had it with this.
They really do, God damn it.
You guys are two boyfriends. I'm gonna recommend dicks to you. that sounds like a good place to recommend two dudes. Go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
You guys should go to Big Balls Warehouse.
You should go to the Siemens Warehouse.
You guys go to the Badger Butts Outline. What is that? You guys can go to Grab Ass across the street.
You guys can go to this gay bar called The Bulge if you want to.
I have a friend. His name's Ass Pirate. I don't know. You want to talk to him?
he's not even discreet about it. He's like, hey, do you like hairy butts?
He's like, hey, my friend pokes me in the butt and I bleed red. Can I contact you guys?
Yeah, I saw you guys' bumper sticker. Cowboy's butts drive me nuts.
I saw your thing. I'll go gay, go home. Can I do that or no?
Dude, that guy was a joker. I mean, oh my goodness, I had a fun night. There's we're closing in 30 seconds, so take that, buddy. But we have 30 seconds on the show, man. This is Dr. Bone. You guys already know. Next week, tune in for another Warped Wednesday. We're gonna make more shirts, T-shirts,
hats.
From Neo Geo, another great band from Warped Tour. Stay tuned, guys, for that big show that's coming up to give away free VIP passes to Warped Tour. That's great. But, yeah, like I said, this is Dr. Bones.
It's your boy, DJ Tetra.
Look at you guys next Wednesday.
That's so odd. Oh, my God. I'm out of DJ, guys. Deuces.
And this is my life.